I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready, and we're recording.
Are we going to sing it together?
Yeah.
Okay, baby daddies, we've rehearsed this, so please be gentle.
'Corona.'
Nice. Oh, we should have done Corona. Yeah, you're right. That was better.
Better weird one.
It's been a weird year, hence why we're doing two weird holiday specials in a row. We feel like there's a lot to decompress.
We basically want to do a special to say well done.
For listening to us for this
long. Well done, you made it.
Oh, and also you survived.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're here. I'm Helen.
I hope we're still here. We're recording this like a week earlier.
2 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
If we're not, Jack, can you promise you'll still release this? If you're still here.
Yeah, if I'm still here.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if Jack had just died in another room? And we were like...
We'd be like, Woolly!
You say that, but the lights that just came back on there, that wasn't me. And I can't see anyone else in the office.
Sure.
Don't. If the Grim Reaper's here, I will freak out. Are you serious?
Genuine truth.
Okay, but Rosie's closer to the door, so she'll get killed first, right?
Yep.
Oh my God, but your name is that window.
The mystery window.
That'd be such a poetic way for you to die.
What, like the Grim Reaper coming in through the window that I think is the mystery cupboard?
Yeah.
And I get... Actually, I wouldn't hate that. Yeah. That wouldn't be my like least favourite way to go.
Yeah.
This is really morbid for New Year's. I always saw myself as dying surrounded by animals. Not necessarily a stampede, but very Lion King-y, very Mufasa-style death.
Do they kill you or do they just come to mourn?
I always feel like...
Yeah, like you're dead.
I definitely... have a tendency to lean towards a Disney funeral as far as like woodland creatures all gathered around whilst like you're there in tears, like little Neil O'Rourke's there in tears, like my mother and father scowling at each other across the coffin. Like it's cute. But
if you don't, can I do a speech?
The eulogy?
Yeah.
Have you thought about it?
Yeah.
That's upsetting to hear. When did you think about it?
This is when I know I really like a friend. I imagine doing a eulogy and then I cry.
Are you serious? You're not smiling when you say that.
No, I mean it. It's when I know I love a friend. I think, fuck, if I died, I'd be distraught. There's only about five friends I've thought about their funeral and you're one of them.
How does it look?
Really sad, really sad.
Good.
I mean, it's, in my imagination, it's non-COVID times.
Great.
And the church is jam-packed.
Good, I definitely want it to be full.
Yeah. So many people, they've actually had to put a screen outside.
Great.
So, inside...
No, wait. Are you still describing my funeral, or are you describing the gig that you'd like to play? I don't think the screen is for me. They're not going to be projecting the image of my coffin. Is it so they can see the eulogy clearer?
Yeah, when the service.
Okay.
So you got like all your friends outside.
Yeah.
But then you got friends and family crying inside. I think I'm about a row four.
You think you're row four, Angel?
Yeah.
But yet you still think you're doing the eulogy?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't think...
I'd have you row one. Where's this coming from?
For example, Emma Black.
Row one as well.
Row one.
Yeah.
But might be too upset and nervous to eulogy it. So therefore... My status and my job, even though I'm...
If anyone's just joined us, this is the New Year special of Daddy Look At Me with the plan for Helen's funeral.
Even though... and yours... thought about what we're talking about.
It feels right for this year.
Even though I'm a row four,
yeah.
I feel like I would step up to the plate.
I think you'd eulogize well.
Mm.
I just would want it to be very much about my death and me. And I'm wondering, with your anecdote telling, how much would stay on topic about me and how much would go on to you?
Oh,
this is coming from someone who has done a eulogy definitely went for the laugh.
It would all be about you. You'd be the heart of every story.
Hmm.
But it wouldn't be sad.
You'd make it fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I'd like it, actually.
Yeah.
But I do want people to be, like, miserable, though.
Oh, they would.
Great.
But I think if you died... people will laugh a lot. Can they be remembering how great and funny you were? You'd be at row one, by the way.
I'd be on row one for your funeral. Weirdly, I haven't thought about your funeral.
Rude.
I don't think I do that. I don't think... I definitely, as a child, would think about funerals of parents and, like... family members and get really scared and frightened.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever like, I'm really good friends with them because I've planned their funeral.
Absolutely. Like, I'm saying this well aware that this isn't a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
I just think, and also guys, I do need to go to therapy. Because there is something in that as soon as I get close to someone, I think about losing them.
Yeah, I think about going to Disney with them. Like, could I go to Disney? Which Disney? What would we do?
Yeah. No, I think about whether I'd wear... a new dress or a black skirt and blouse when it's done.
I am giving you permission, when I die, to wear colourful dungarees to my funeral.
Can I wear my pajama ones?
Oh my god, 100% yes! That would be so good! Could we like play the Daddy Look At Me music as my coffin's brought in? Yeah. That would be so sick. Yeah. Followed by 20 different woodland animals.
Yeah.
All talking with cartoon eyes.
Yeah.
No! Oh my god, are you sneezing out of grief?
Yeah.
My baby! You know what? I think that's a really good way for us to discuss what we want out of this year, because I think both of us therapy 100%.
Yeah.
It's something I've explored and done before, but definitely is time to get back into it.
Yeah, because, I mean, hopefully, listeners, this isn't a first episode you listen to.
If it is, it's always like this.
Because that would be weird. And I know it's a bit out of character to be serious, but what we've learned definitely during this year is we need to take care of ourselves.
Fishes.
And our mental health.
Yeah.
Because we're just all been stuck in our houses.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think, like, for any of our listeners who have been here from the first episode, like, we're mid-season 4 when you're listening to this. Like, we do have a tendency to like go for the joke, go for the laugh. And we're definitely, without being at Perform Live Comedy this year, like both of us have really like trying to fill in those gaps in our brains that need that love and attention, which we usually joke about.
Yeah.
But we're definitely like, there's something missing.
Yeah.
But I think therapy for both of us.
Yeah.
Because we did years ago look for a therapist for you. And we found some.
Yeah.
But we were just laughing at their names. I mean, because I want her to have a therapist called Linda. Because I think it's only worth
Linda.
Doing it if you have a Linda. Because I used to have an Amber who was a therapist, which was great. But she's an Amber.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, you don't trust
her. I trusted her. I just didn't say I needed a Jackie.
Yeah. Can I say something that will make your insides cringe from the inside out?
That's hard
out?
To do because I was fine with the funeral chat.
Oh, great. You might be all right for this. You've been great this year.
Ew! No.
Yeah. I mean, talking about our mental health, I feel like we've always been close, but we had a big chunk of this year that I wasn't in London, we couldn't see each other, and we didn't get each other, and FaceTime, and check in, and you're the friend that if I'm not okay, if I'm down, just speaking to you.
Oh my god, don't. You're being emotionally vulnerable in a public setting.
I told you. You would hate it.
I hate it.
But it's a new year. I feel like when I look over this year, I really value you and our friendship. And what I'm looking forward to next year is being able to just be together and actually
touch and hug,
and hug and go for food and day trips, because I think it shows a lot that when you take all other factors away, we still had such a great friendship. And
don't, because now I have to be emotionally raw and say how much I love you.
You
no,
don't.
I fucking do. But I can't do it. Can we do it naked? I'd feel more confident.
You don't need to do it.
No, because I do. I love you. Yeah. I love you, and you're a really good friend, and I appreciate everything. There.
You need to know that I said it, not needing that imitation, because actually, I know it.
I love you, Rosie. I love you.
I might be an idiot, but I'm really excited about this next year.
Me too.
I think it'll be hard. I think we're hurtling into another lockdown.
Yeah.
But we've done it.
And it's always hard. Every year is hard. There's still wonderful things in it. But life is fucking tricky sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to have stability is the best thing of all time.
Yeah.
And when stability is taken away from you, it is very tricky. But having this podcast, I think, has been a literal, absolute lifesaver for the pair of us at times.
Yeah.
To actually have something that we're constantly coming back to the same studio to torture Jackie is very... And like, hi, Jackie. Sorry. I just want to say that.
Hello.
Do you want to say sorry as well, Rosie?
No.
Appreciated.
You're welcome, Jackie.
What are we apologizing?
Because we're coming in and we just scream in his face.
I think we're Jackie's favourites.
Jackie, for New Year's, do you want to say hi to the baby daddies? Do you have anything you want to say?
Hi, baby daddies. And thanks for being the best podcast fans we could ask for.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Because that leads, because we want to review their reviews and they're not the best.
Well, okay.
Some of you are great. Do not get me wrong. Some of you that we have met or have messaged us.
Wait, one second. Jack, at no point did you say you loved us.
No.
Don't say Jack.
It goes without saying. I love you too.
Say it to each of us individually.
I love you, Rosie.
Me first.
I love you, Helen.
Now, Rosie.
I love you, Rosie.
Who do you love more?
Did you hear my voice break there?
Yeah, you're clearly... I can hear you sweating. Yeah. That's what's weird. I've never heard someone sweat before.
Yeah, that is it.
Did you like our moment of vulnerability?
Yeah. It's going to make a bloody good podcast.
No, it's fucking not. I'm literally... I think I've pulled out about 10 pews.
I told you.
Pure stress.
I told you you would hate it.
This is why I can't have a relationship. I can't be into... You know what? We're not doing it. We're not... I am not being tricked into this conversation by my fake podcast dad and a producer.
Whoa.
So this is why I can't be in a relationship, because I just want this raw emotion all the time, and I always fall for people with bleep.
Oh my God. Wowzers. That is a real fuck you, isn't it? Holy shit.
I hope none of them listen.
But I know, that's what I was just thinking.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, for New Year's, we want to say thank you to you guys, but we've both listened to podcasts as well, and there's a tendency for the podcastees, I guess you could call them podcasters, podcastees? Whatever the plural of podcasters. Well, you know, you know what? Everyone can fuck themselves. Fuck off!
Are you talking about you and me?
Yes.
Yeah, podcasters.
I got confused. Don't look at me like I'm thick. Okay, the podcastees. Oh, you know what? Happy New Year!
Fucking hell, Ellen!
Told you I'm illiterate. Podcasters! To be like, thank you to our listeners. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for all your reviews. And we want to say thank you for your ratings and reviews. It does make a difference. We are desperate to keep this podcast free and something you can pick up whenever you want and enjoy. And your reviews makes it such a difference on iTunes or something so that people find the podcast. Yeah. So we get more listeners, which means that we can hopefully make a bit of money from it, which at the moment makes a massive difference.
But also with the caveat of listen to our podcast, please, but not when you're just about to go to bed or just when you're broken up.
Totally.
Or when you're on the run.
We've had a couple of people that have come up to us and said that our podcast has helped them get through difficult times, panic attacks, anxiety, coming off substance abuse, and like, wrong podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Not the right podcast for you at the moment. It's a panic attack inducer. Yeah. 100%. Calm apps.
It's a perfect podcast for a very specific
mental illness.
Depression,
maybe. But anxiety. I wouldn't listen to this when I was feeling particularly anxious. But thank you so much for listening is what we want to say.
Thank you.
And we want to give you a couple of examples of reviews, because we do read them all, because we're, I mean, you're writing about us, so obviously we're going to read them. We are very nosy, curious people. We do have a good laugh about them in our WhatsApp group with Jack and Winnie. We're going to give you a couple of examples of ones that we like, that we think do posts like that, do reviews like this, the ones we really appreciate. So there's one from Kimberly, which just says, "We love you, Daddy and Helen. Thanks, lovelies. Kiss, kiss."
We love you, Kimberly.
Kimberly at Yarn Family, thank you so, so much. Okay, Nikki Michaela, 09. Michaela? You know what? I'm sorry for the name pronunciation. "Look at me, Daddy" is good and interesting because it lets you learn about other people and their lives.
Yes.
Lovely.
You're looking, you're learning.
Here's another one from a name that I can't see right now because I screenshotted it. "Hilarious, laugh out loud and public transport funny. Definitely a new favourite."
Yes.
Thank you so, so much.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Here we go. Ali, D89. "Rosie and Helen are hilarious, new favourite podcast."
Yes.
THFKDKDKDKDKDX. "Brilliant, hectic, mad and funny." Now, hectic we haven't always loved, but when it says brilliantly hectic, mad and funny, great.
Good. Great.
Fine, we're happy with it. Now, when you write things which we get excited as a compliment and then you twist a knife, this is when we struggle. So, Wagon Gal.
Wagon.
Absolutely love these girls. They have me in stitches.
Great.
Happy.
Lovely.
You put a full stop there, Wagon Girl.
And she leave it. Stop there.
No, bloody hell, she hasn't. "Helen talks about poo a fraction more than I usually enjoy on a podcast, but she gets away with it. ... Just." Rosie, just tell her what she's done wrong. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious?
I barely
talk about poo.
You talk about poo a lot.
I really don't think I do, Wagon Gal / Rosie. It comes up naturally every now and again,
I don't think that's a bad one. She's letting you get away with it.
Okay. Lil underscore Nikki 45.
Hello.
Whenever I see 45, I always assume they're born in 1945. And someone called Lil Nikki, born in 1945, immediately gets me excited.
Are you already fancy then?
I think this is great.
Yeah.
This is my example of a 10 out of 10 review.
Great.
So funny, comma, could not recommend enough. They talk about boobs a lot. So if you're not into that, well, then you don't deserve to be one of daddy's children. Just yes! Like the references, the yes! Focus, the fun of it.
Yes.
Thank you, Lil Nikki, and happy, God knows, 68th, 200th birthday to you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Shit.
These are the ones that scare us the most when you reference our parents. Absolutely love the episode you did with Anne. I must have spent a good 9 or 10 years at the Anne Bauer School of Drama and loved every single minute. Stockholm Syndrome. I look back with nothing but fond memories. Love the podcast. It is great. Thank you, Kate 9601.
Yes!
I don't know which Kate you are.
No,
I don't know which Kate is. There's quite a few Kates. Anne Bauer School of Drama was popular. But I feel like, is that fair for us to do and tell them like how to write them? Because we do want more reviews. We just want them to be like really nice.
Yeah. Nice, positive, with a little bit specific one. Anything about it.
But there's some here where it just sort of goes like the podcast, guests seem to enjoy it too. Seem to enjoy it too. You know? Just don't say that. Just say they enjoy it. Seem to enjoy it. Here's one, made me spit out my soup. How is that our problem? Bouncing oil, bouncing oil.
I feel like this podcast is...
Here's one.
Very specific to a certain kind of listener.
Lucy podcast, 2 stars. I want to like it and I've listened because I like the guests, but it sounds like forced fun, very scatty. We never said it wasn't scatty. I don't know why that one hurts so much.
It's a force fun.
You know what? We do force it. Do you not think we do sometimes?
No, it's opposite.
Do you feel like it's too fun?
Yeah. Sometimes I forget we're podcasting.
I always forget we're podcasting, but I do think... Sometimes you'll know the episodes probably as well as we do, but like we do have guests that come on who want to talk about the serious side of their childhood.
Yeah.
And we're desperately trying to make it lol.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, and then my mum shot herself, and we'll be like, did you sing a song at the funeral? So if that's what you mean, then 100% we are both guilty of doing that. But also, like, it's very tricky when someone opens up when I'm emotionally so immature, and Rosie's able to do the chat, but I can't. So I'll just take out a tit when they start opening up to fill the time.
This isn't about New Year, but can I tell the listeners how you FaceTimed me in the cafe yesterday and you got your tits out?
I didn't know you were in a public space.
And
a
little boy
saw. Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, you're joking. Are you fucking kidding me?
A little 4-year-old.
Oh, well, 4-year-olds see tits constantly.
They're
breastfeeding
fine.
And stuff. Yeah, that's fine.
Fine. Can we talk about the upcoming year?
Yeah.
Have they got any resolutions?
My resolutions. I want to say yes, but what? I want them to be like, I want to go to Tokyo Disney. I know that sounds really childish.
No.
But I want me and my friend Gwyneth to go on like a really big trip, because I turned 30 this year.
Yeah.
And
can't wait.
I want it to be like, I don't really put that much pressure on birthdays, but I kind of want this one to be really fun. But I don't know if it'll be like out of lockdowning then, but I really want to do something really big.
Well, I had
you're not invited, obviously. Happy New Year.
That hurts.
Happy New Year.
I had a 30th this year in full lockdown. And what I realised was, don't matter.
No.
I just had a lovely birthday chatting to all my friends through my mum and dad show.
I was getting emails from your mum all day with videos of you getting all the different surprises. It was so fucking cute.
So you're going to have a great birthday regardless.
All I want from this year, I want things to go back to safety. I want everyone to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Everyone. And not just like first world countries. Yeah. Like really like roll it out. Like give it to everyone.
Yeah.
And I want the anti-vaxxers to not get it and die. And I think I mean that.
Yeah.
so bad, isn't it? I don't want them to die, but I do want them to learn a harsh lesson. And sometimes death is the best lesson for learning. And death to all billionaires. Yeah. Rosie?
same really. It sounds really cliche.
You
want
to find and love. Oh, that's not what you were going to say?
I know.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say. My bad.
Actually, no. I mean, love, I think my relationship with love is it'll come when it comes.
Yeah, and you've also got a lot of love in your life.
Yeah. Actually, now what I'm going to say is I just want to appreciate friends and family, like, just because I think it's easy in our job to get swept up in gigging and writing and working every day and working every night. And I just want, when we're allowed to go out, have fun.
Oh my god, you fucking bitch. You have just miscongenialitied the fuck out of me. I feel like I'm Sandra Bullock and I was like, all I want is tighter laws around gun control. And then you've come on and said, I want world peace. I look like an absolute bell end now with my I wish death for anti-vaxxers. Well done, Rosie. I also want to appreciate people. I hate you. Jack!
But I know you want to. We can share the resolution.
No, I want my one.
So I think I just want to. It sounds so boring, but like, I just want to go. You know what? Sundays. I'm not working.
Yeah.
I'm going for a roast with my friends.
Yes.
I'm having drinks. I'm not thinking about work.
Oh, I'm genuinely really up for you doing this.
And so I just want to sit in a pub with people that I love and chat and laugh and eat and drink. And that's how I'm spending 2021 and the rest of my life.
Whilst the billionaires who don't pay their taxes spontaneously combust.
Yeah. Also, like what you say, fall in love with a fit girl.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I was worried that there was going to be all wholesome.
Yeah.
I think we also wish for you guys to keep being amazing and loving, lovely people. We're going to tell you what we want you to do. We want you to have as nice a Christmas and New Year's as you can.
Yeah.
And to really help us work on the death to anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
If you got to kill, you got to kill. I mean, I guess That's you the right
didn't
thing to say.
Hear it here.
But this is but being released on iTunes, Spotify, and Acast. So, like, if you want to double check.
Also, between killing and getting arrested.
Yeah.
Leave a review.
But I'd say do it before the killing. Because the cleanup isn't quick. As someone who listens to a lot of murder stuff,
but
to
then,
do a thorough fingerprint
wipe
down.
But then if you're on the run, you got time.
I'm worried this isn't... Jack, does this feel holiday-ish or New Year's Eve?
Not
this episode?
At all. Not at all.
Merry New Year!
I stand by everything we said.
I stand by everything apart from the bit you should be about.
Oh, yeah! What's worrying out of all the shit we've said this episode is that's the one part you want beeped out. Yeah. We should have wanted more.
Helen, come on and take a lantern. Absolutely.
I don't
want to
kill them. I just think let them learn the lesson from not being vaccinated. Because it's absolute, it's madness. And when people's argument is the fear that they're child or they will become autistic like that is worse than death, it's fucking heinous. It's so fearful of anything different. It's fucking mad. Get your jab. Fucking Ian McKellen
sort
did it.
Yeah, fucking shit out.
I really hope by the time this episode comes out they find out that the vaccine is genuinely a 5G hoaxy thing and that we're just like these mad liberals who are just screaming into microphones and actually it's like the spirit of Princess Diana has been injected into everyone and we're all fucking someone that works at Harrods.
Yeah.
That'd be mental, wouldn't it? Happy New Year's, Rosie.
Happy New Year. You know what I'm most excited about in 2021?
Touching.
No. More episodes!
Oh, gross! You know what? Fuck it! Let's just cut there. That's horrendous!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Gone. I can't remember it. My friend Francis and I listened to it. Yeah, zombies.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.